My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm here to set a couple of Independence Day rules. I don't have any problem with you starting to light fireworks today. I don't. It's Tuesday. 4th of July is coming up. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Wednesday off. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Friday off and try to give themselves 5 days off work. You can pop as many fireworks as you like today. Now, I do think you should wrap it up at a reasonable time. Some people still have to work on Wednesday, but you're allowed to go out there and pop fireworks today. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, have at it. Have fun. Thursday, go crazy. Pop fireworks. Now, don't be popping fireworks at 3, 4 in the morning. Be respectable. But you know what I'm saying. Go out there and have fun. I'm telling you this because I want you to have a hard end date. Sunday night, ain't no more popping fireworks, man. You've had all this time to light these fireworks off. We are all going back to work next Monday. So have your fun for these next 3-4 days. Get on your grill. Get your gate seasoning. Play your ladder golf, your bags. Do all of those things. But Sunday night, Rob, I'm putting this out there. By the time House of the Dragon comes on Sunday, firework time's over, bruh. You've had enough opportunities. You had Tuesday night. You had Wednesday night. You had Thursday night, Saturday night. At some point, these fireworks got an expiration date. It's like milk. You can't be drinking the same. No, it's expired. It's over. By the time House of Dragon is on television on Sunday, when it is loaded onto my Max, it's over. There ain't no more fireworks. If you are popping fireworks in that scenario and your next door neighbor calls the cop on you, I don't want you to be like, oh, I live next door to this Karen. No, you are a menace to this community and we need you removed from the community. So maybe sleeping it off down at the police station is what you need to hear. Call the cops. Pop all the fireworks Thursday night, all the fireworks Friday, all the fireworks Saturday, Sunday when House of the Dragon comes on, that's it. It's enough. I just want to hear Rhaenyra and Allison. That's it. I don't want to hear you still trying to pop the next fireworks. You had your time. Save them till next year. Save them for another time. That's number one.
Real quick, does the rain in the forecast change it at all? Because there is some potential rain on Thursday, so you might not have a day to go full pop off.
Pop them on Friday then.
Okay.
Again, you can pop them on Friday. Friday and Thursday are the same day to me. It's all blended together. You can't be mad if somebody outside popping fireworks Friday at 11:30. All right, whatever. If that's going to happen, you know that. Sunday, you're being ridiculous. You know you're being ridiculous. Knock it off. This is another thing here. Now, this is very, very important. I want you guys to hear this. And coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined by Adam Gorney. He is the national recruiting analyst for Rivals. We're going to talk about that Lincoln Cure kid that just signed to K-State. KU Health System is preparing for firework injuries. Now, let me read this to you because some of y'all are going to need this information. The Bennett Burns Center, they got a fast track. It begins Thursday at 7 a.m. and goes until Monday at 7 a.m. They'll put you to the front of the line. They are prepared to accept and treat any firework injury at any time. Some of y'all think that this is your time to play Demolition Man. Bro, you're 41 with three kids. Why are you buying M80s? Why are you excited about getting half quarter stick of dynamites? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to fool and prove? You already got this big truck, knowing you're an accountant. You don't need all of this. Where do you even get this stuff from? They're not selling that at the tent outside the grocery store. Why? Where did you get this stuff from? You got a guy. You got a guy. You're sitting upper level for the Royals games, but you got a guy that can get you M80. Your priorities are wrong. That's what I'm here to tell you. But they got the burn center here. Thursday morning until Monday morning. Hey, if you got a firework injury, go check yourself in, bruh. Their fast-track treatment will provide wound care and discharge the patient with a scheduled follow-up. Now, the reason I'm reading this and the reason I think this is important, because last year, KU Medical, they treated 25 patients for fireworks-related injuries, with the majority of victims being men in their early 20s. I get it. You're 22, 23, 24 years old. Alcohol's involved. Maybe you got the girlies over there. You think you're going to put on a show for the block? No, if those people want to see a fireworks show, there's plenty of places where the professionals are lighting fireworks. But you got to go out there and you're trying to make sparkler bombs and mortars and you're doing all this other nonsense. And now look at you. You got three fingers. And you look like Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. All because you was trying to entertain the block with your fireworks. Just look after yourselves, man. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Just look after yourselves. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm really not. You're an adult. But I'm telling you that the hospital, they got bonus hours. They do an OT this 4th of July because they know one of y'all listening is checking in right now. On Saturday, you're going to be in the hospital. Because you got a burn from a Roman candle because you and your brother was shooting them at each other, knowing that's not the correct way to use them. So I'm not telling you don't pop fireworks. Pop fireworks. Pop them responsibly. You know, get you a couple bottle rockets. Get you a couple of the little, what are those called? The little poppers for the kids. You know what I'm talking about. The little pop, pop, pop. Get you a couple of those. Get you a couple of fireworks. Get you a couple firecrackers. Have a good time. Y'all out here telling me that y'all can't spend $20, $30 to go park at the Royals game. You spend $400 at the firework tent. Again, your priorities are wrong. Just be smart. That's all. That's all. That's the point of this segment, is to encourage you to just be smart. Because some of you are not going to be smart. You're 37 with young kids. Be smart. You're 24 years old. You was just living with your moms earlier this year. You finally got you a little apartment. You're feeling like you a man. I get it. Keep all your fingers, though. Keep all your toes. Don't blow one of them off on Thursday because you out here trying to be Superman with the fireworks, Rob. That's my PA. I'm here to help you guys a little bit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.